discuss that. The first line of defense kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the first line of defense wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The first line...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Hopefully this next hour they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. And I'm going to ask our producer, perhaps, to give Barbara a call. Maybe she'll have another telephone number for Melody. Melody probably is home at this time of night. But anyway, until that time, why, you can go ahead if you'd like to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But hey, right now, as we begin looking at what's happening financially, they tell us that, oh, things are getting better, the green sprouts are coming up. Well, I'd like to suggest those are really toxic weeds that are coming up. Look and see what's really happening to unemployment. I mean, we're talking about 539,000 people lost their jobs last month. The month before that, it was 690,000, somewhere there. And they keep actually changing these, but certainly it's been somewhere between 670 and 690,000 people lost their jobs in January and February and in March. And then, of course, we had this, actually, I think it was 700,000 in January, as I remember. And then, of course, last month it was only 539,000. Oh, isn't that great? Why the incidence of people losing their jobs is falling. But, of course, the reason it fell was because the government hired, at least 66,000 people to work on the census, and a lot more. Actually, the figure was closer to 660,000 people lost their jobs if the government hadn't employed an awful lot of people. But these are not real jobs. They're not productive jobs. It doesn't mean that American production is moving forward at all. Everything is done with smoke and mirrors. We're told that there's an 8.9% unemployment in the country, but then if you go to what they call U2, and U2 is not only the unemployed, it's the underemployed, and those people have given up. Even by the government's own statistics, that is well over 15%, and according to John Williams and Shadow Statistics, it's up around 19% if you calculate the figures accurately. But you have to understand that figures never don't lie, but liars figure, and when you work for the government, you come up with the sort of statistics they want if you want to continue having a job, or would you like to join the unemployed as well? Then let's see what's happening. Actually, more people lost their homes last month. There were more foreclosures than at any time before. I think there was well over close to 2.5 million people who lost their homes last year. Foreclosures were higher last month than at any time in the past. The homes have dropped about 14.6% in value during the first 3 months of this year. And what you must understand is they're really not doing anything effective to stop the number of home foreclosures or the cascading fall of homes. They try to give you the impression there are, and they certainly have people out there. People think that, they're at the bottom of the housing market. They're going to buy homes while they're cheap. Well, I got news for you. I believe that the houses are going to fall a great deal more, and people who are a lot smarter than I am feel exactly the same way. Well, give us a call at 1 888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we're trying to get our a special guest for this evening. But give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. An awful lot of our major industries are losing money. A lot of our companies are losing money. Macy's is losing money. Target is losing money. Many of the people involved in retail sales are losing money. And, of course, many of these companies are going to, when they're operating largely on credit, on borrowed money, they're eventually going to close down. I hate to see it happen. There's no question that General Motors is going into bankruptcy. But then, why are we pouring money into General Motors? Why don't we let them go into bankruptcy? Then they can, of course, be relieved of their contracts. It requires them to pay pension benefits. It requires them to pay health benefits from people who have retired from them. At least from an economic point of view, why, of course, we would we're not be in the trouble we are, because all the money we're giving to General Motors will never be repaid, just as all the money, the billions of dollars the United States taxpayers gave to Chrysler, will never be repaid, because we're turning the company over primarily to Fiat Motor Company. And why are we returning it over to Fiat Motor Company, which is an Italian concern? Because the CEO of the company just happens to belong to the Trilateral Commission, as do 11 of the close advisors of Barack Obama. And, of course, the Trilateral Commission was responsible for bringing Barack Obama to power. Well, let's go to Ken, who's calling from Seal Beach. Hi, how are you doing, Ken?
Pretty good. It's been a while since I've called you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment. Actually, something interesting has happened to tell you that this really is a spiritual battle we're fighting. I was reading a book on the New World Order, and it showed a five-pointed star in the book pointed down, you know, a Masonic five-pointed star pointed down, the Luciferian star of Baphomet. And I said to myself, you know, I'm going to make a picture of this thing and send to some friends and just to show, you know, what's going on. And I made a picture on my copier, and two of the points were curved like horns. I'm not making this up. I looked at it and I said, well, maybe there's something wrong with my machine. I put it in again, and then three of them curved. I said to myself, I'm not going to deal with this. I actually gave the book away to a friend, and I just destroyed those two pieces of paper because I knew there's something spiritual and evil, you know, going on with this. And I know a lot of people think that, you know, I'm making this up, but it happened.
Well, I would not question you at all. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Supernatural things do occur. Many of the people who've written books on the other side, people like Barbara Marx Hubbard, Alice Bailey, of course, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, their books were channeled to them by demonic spirits. There are demonic spirits out there that can possess people. We have a wonderful book called Hostage to the Devil, and we'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're hoping to get our guest for this evening, but it may very well be another open line. So why, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I mean, this has been one of those days. We had Joel Skousen scheduled for 2 hours today. Joel called yesterday. He had actually done a program on with George Norrie on Coast to Coast, and during that he lost his voice. So Joel had to cancel out for 7 o'clock this morning and 3 o'clock this afternoon. We got those filled, and then, of course, our guest for tomorrow, pardon me, for this evening at 9 o'clock, canceled out. She couldn't possibly make it. Fortunately, we were able to fill that. But I think the fact that we've missed our guest for the 8 o'clock program just goes to show that this is almost unheard of. We've never had a day like this. I can believe that you've come under demonic attack. Ken, are you there? I guess we lost Ken. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ken was just calling from Seal Beach talking about how he was had taken a picture of a Masonic book that had the satanic star. Now, of course, the Ordinarily, when you have a star, you have the point, one single point up and the 2 points down. If it is to be an occult star, why you have the point down, simulating the beard of Baphomet, which is a picture of the goat of Mendes, and of course the 2 points at the top, those are the horns of the goat, and 2 points at the side, those are the ears of the goat, and 1 point down for the beard of the goat. And of course every occultist understands the difference between an upright star and a downright star with a single point down. Ken was just saying that when he actually tried to copy pictures of this on his copy machine, why of course the horns came out, or the points came out curved like horns. And he said he did it a couple of times, and they always happened the same way on the copy machine. And so he gave away the book, and he destroyed the pages. He felt it was a spiritual manifestation, and it could very well have been. There really is a supernatural realm that comes into our realm at times. And of course, I believe this is what the UFOs are. They're a manifestation of the supernatural dimension. People, of course, who are deeply involved in the occult, many times can go into states of trances and meditation, and they will come up with amazing ideas. One of the greatest inventors of all time was a man named Thomas Edison. He was deeply involved in the occult. He was a member of the Theosophical Society, and if you doubt that, you can go up on the internet and look up Thomas Edison and the occult, and you'll find that he was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who was, of course, a Luciferian. And Thomas Edison would go into these trance-like states, and then he would come up with these amazing, amazing ideas. And, of course, it's from that so much of the electronic gadgetry and the developments that have come to our lives since then have come. Do you realize, of course, that, you know, for almost 2,000, well, probably for almost 5,000 years, the major means of transportation was the horse? It wasn't really until the 1880s or 1890s why we began to get it to automobiles. What are we talking about? 120 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, we had the first airplanes. Maybe 105 years ago, Wilbur Wright and his brother, flew the first airplane. And look at all the amazing things that have happened since then. But remember, the horse was the major means of transportation until this last short little over a century. So we're living in truly amazing times, but many of the amazing developments that have come about since then have come from the supernatural realm. And, of course, you've been getting into computers. I would point out that if you go to some of the Lucis Trust websites or the front sites for this Luciferian organization, you will find out that groups like the New Group of World Servers and other similar groups, some of the people who are the major financiers of that are some of the richest people in the entire world involved in the Internet industry. And I won't name the names, but you could call me off the air, and I'll be glad to tell you exactly who they are. And we find that some of the richest and most wealthy people in the world are involved in the occult today. So when somebody calls me and tells me that they see a supernatural manifestation, doesn't surprise me at all. And those of you who have never read Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, really need to get it and read it. This was the first book I ever had that introduced me to the fact that there really is a supernatural realm. There really are people who are demonically possessed out there. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to talk to you. Hopefully we are going to have Melody Cederstrom here in a few minutes too, so I don't have to do a monologue this evening with no preparation at all. But certainly we plan this evening to talk about what is going on financially, because the very infrastructure of this country is beginning to crumble. And certainly we find that although they have the stress tests and they tell us that the banking system is just fine and that nobody fails, they've just got a number of our banks have to get a great deal more money, you know, in so they'll be solvent. But the truth of the matter is that most of these banks are not solvent. Maybe J.P. Morgan and Goldman Chase, which are two trilateral commission banks, are solvent, but so many of the others are not, because they purchase these collateralized debt obligations, and of course they've issued somewhere over probably close to $250 billion worth of derivatives. And ladies and gentlemen, we've already acknowledged the fact that these banks are too large to fail. And so when they do fail, why, you ladies and gentlemen are going to be on the hook for it. We are going to bail out all of these banks that have created the problem. And the reason behind that is because they want to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people and create a chaotic situation so people will be willing to go into the one world government. That's why, of course, they have the census taker out there all across America today marking homes. They may have been to your home, they may have not, but they will be to your home eventually, and they will mark the position of your home with a GPS indicator. But don't feel that you're being picked out. They're doing this all over the world as part of a United Nations program, and in darkest Africa, why they're marking every little mud hut and certainly every thatched roof building there. Certainly they're going into India, they're going into South America. Every dwelling place is going to be marked with a GPS indicator, so they will know where everybody in the entire world is, so that when the chaos breaks out, they can control them, because that's what it's all about. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And Melody Cedarstrom's with us. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
I almost had a heart attack that you weren't going to be here.
Well, I did forget.
That's all right. Those things happen all the time. The important thing is you're here right now. So
yes,
go ahead. Well, tell us what your take is on what's going on.
Well, you're absolutely right with that GPS. I believe it's something that has been happening for a long time. I remember I've told this story several times about probably 4 years now that I was home for lunch, and when people ring my doorbell during the day, I just don't answer it. And after a few moments, I looked out my window, and I noticed there was a line of trucks, and there was a truck in every driveway. I live on a cul-de-sac, and it was interesting the way they were so synchronized. Each truck had pulled up into a driveway. They had gotten out, knocked on the doors, and, you know, most of my neighbors were gone at work. And then they all got in their trucks, and they all lined up in a row, waited for them to all come back, and then they all left. And there was a notice on my door, and it was a form that I was supposed to complete about dogs. They wanted to know how many dogs I had, their age, their type, if they'd been vaccinated, and all sorts of things. And It was eerie, and I believe a lot of that things that happened in the past, things like that, is all part of the training, and it all leads up to when you hear about this GPS tracking and you hear about the census and everything like that. It just kind of puts everything, puts all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, of course, they're putting the video cameras up every place. We're supposed to believe that is going to protect us from the bad guys. No, it's for tracking the good guys. Actually, we talked to a gentleman over, he'd been in London just today, and he was saying that, there are over 4,400 video cameras over there in England, and they're tracking everything. Every street in London today has their video cameras so they can watch the people. They've done the same thing here increasingly in our stores, in our schools, in our corridors, on our highways. Those cameras are there to track the American people. They've even devised techniques so they can listen to your cell phone conversations when your cell phone is turned off and track you. The only way to avoid it is to take the batteries out of your cell phone when you're not using it. Otherwise, you don't know whether they're listening to your conversation or not. And increasingly, we're moving towards a point where everything is being tracked. Every sale you actually make with a credit card is being tracked. If you buy anything with a grocery card, there's a record of that. Certainly, they really are monitoring, collecting information. They have, they purchased the pictures of most of the people in America, or many of the people in America, by going around to the Department of Vehicles and pretending to be from a private company. But they were really getting your picture and your fingerprint. We've got articles out of South Carolina where the Department of Motor Vehicles was furious to find out this was a government operation, and they were simply lying about it. They have dossiers on citizens all across America, not to protect us from Osama bin Laden, but, of course, so they can monitor what the American people are doing. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody Cederstrom, and we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Melody, you go right ahead.
Well, I believe you mentioned the cell phones and the tracking. You know, folks, why do you think they want every person on the planet to have a cell phone? That's so they can track you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
To the Chinese by American companies, and that's exactly what you're doing. What they're doing in you mentioned the cameras in Britain. They have more cameras per square inch of that city in London than anywhere else, and it is to track the good people. As you may well know, since they banned handguns in the private ownership of guns in London, England in particular, after a massacre, crime has shot through the roof, and they never seem to mention that. They can capture all the images they want on these cameras, but the crime is still out of control over there. And just one other thing, has either one of you two ever heard of a book called No Place to Hide by Robert O'Hara Jr.? He may be an interesting guest in addition to the lady you have today. It's about the surveillance society that's popping up, and there really is no place to hide anywhere in this country as far as, the surveillance that they have available to them.
Any thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I believe Chicago really isn't that far behind London anymore from what I've read, not recently, but earlier this, late last year. I mean, the surveillance that they're having in Chicago is, I mean, it is just like England, the way they've are promoting just as many cameras, and perhaps Chicago is, you know, one of their major test areas. I don't know, but you're right. There is no place to hide.
But our job is to get people to understand what is going on and get them to understand that they have actually precipitated intentionally and maliciously this whole financial collapse so that out of the chaos that is coming, people will be willing to go along with their dictatorship that's planned. They've been planning it for a long time. They know exactly what they're doing. We must expose the fact that there really are evil people out there who are dedicated, number one, to a world government, and number two, to the destruction of Christianity and all moral factors. Hey, anything else you want to say before we let you go, Mark?
Yes, the cameras, the red light cameras, and else, you know, the police cars now have the roving cameras that can check all of the, you know, the registration, whether or not your insurance is paid up. And I agree with you. It's just to track every one of us, and the RFID chips are not far behind. They're going to force it on us, and I think, you know, some type of terrible calamity again to, you know, force people to give up their security, give up their liberty for security. We're going to have neither one, and I agree with you that something's coming down the pike, and this one world government, I mean, people just have to wake up and realize what's going on, and God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We've got a great four-tape set on RFID. RFID, Pastor Billy Crone. He did a great job on this four-DVD set. We have a four-tape set on spy chips, and we have the book by Catherine Albrecht on spy chips. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It is real, and the nightmare will soon be upon us. While we can still communicate, our job is to do our best and then trust in the Lord. And all we're called upon is not to win or defeat the enemy, because they're powerful spiritual forces behind the enemy. But our job is to do our best. Well, tell us what's happening to the gold and silver markets there, Melody.
Well, they're managing, gold is managing to move above the 900 level. 920 was a very important level, and it's closed above 920 a couple of times. And, predictions are that charts show that it should work its way on up to $1,000 level right now. And silver's doing a fairly good job moving to the $14 level. So we're beginning to see it strengthened. And I believe anything can happen at any point in time that could make the prices of gold and silver certainly increase very rapidly. Coin prices, like the $20 gold pieces, a lot of their excess premiums have come out from, 2 months ago in March, where a lot of product was very tight, very limited, and gold coins took a $400, $500, $600 move with about an $80 move in gold. So they performed exactly the way they're supposed to perform, and a lot of those excess premiums, since about since about the April 15th, since about tax time, it's pretty much been business as usual. Of course, we've seen the false rally in the market, the sucker's rally, as they call it, and that kind of quieted a lot of people down, hanging on to hoping that they can recoup some of their losses so that they can sell out perhaps at a little bit higher level.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're going to be back here from just a moment. I remember our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty if you have something. We're going to be talking primarily about what's going on financially in our country here for this hour, because believe me, oh, they are destroying the infrastructure of our nation financially. They know what they're doing. They're doing it maliciously. And all this talk about, oh, we're going to come up with a solution, it's just all talk. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We've got, Bill calling from Kelso, Washington. That's about 40 miles north of Portland on I-5. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. And I was going to say I'd love to be able to pick up your program without so much interference from KGO and, because it sounds to me like you've got a totally... different slant than I get on right wing or left wing, and you're a breath of fresh air. So,
I appreciate that. Let me suggest you can get us on the Internet, you can get us on shortwave, or you can get us with an inexpensive satellite and listen to us 9 hours a day. So all of these things are available. If you want to get us, but right now I know, Chris, it's at 810 out of Portland, probably. We are getting some competition.
Huh.
So anything, did you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I'm interested in your perspective on the economy, and since I don't, you probably have repeated this before, but since, it pulses in and out where I'm picking you up, I did not get to hear what your thoughts were, but when I have a direct line like I'm speaking with you on presently, I can hear very clearly, but I didn't get to hear your thoughts with regard to the economy. How do you see things going? What's the next 6 months going to be? What's the next year going to be?
All right, Melody, why don't you answer that, and then I'll put in my two things. But let's get Melody's thought on it, because she's on the front lines of this battle, too. What are your thoughts on where's the economy now? Where are we going in the next 6 months or so?
I believe in the next 6 months you're going to begin to see inflation creep into the numbers and the statistics that come out, and I believe you're going to start seeing gold move up along with those numbers. I think you're going to see unemployment continue to grow, and we might see a little bit of softening in the unemployment, but with all these dealers that are closing, the Chrysler and the GM dealers that they're closing across the country, that'll keep that unemployment up there for a while. I think we're still going to see go into the 20% level, but I don't have a crystal ball. What I do see...
You're talking about 20% unemployment down the line.
Down the line.
Right. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do see the big picture. And
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have, of course, Bill calling us from Kelso, Washington, asking what the future holds. He tries to listen to it as much as he can. And, of course, Melody was just saying that she thinks we're going to probably 20% unemployment down the line. She thinks that, of course, things are going to continue getting worse. She thinks we're going to begin to see the ravages of hyperinflation, how soon it'll be here. Prices are going to begin to creep up. We already see the price of oil going up. Of course, we see gold and silver going up, too. But part of this is because the value of the dollar is falling, and that is the key to so much what's going on. The dollar has fallen from about 89 on this basket of currencies down to a little over 82. And I believe, it, of course, it's going to continue falling, and as it does, then the price of the things, the commodities, gold, silver, other commodities, foodstuffs are going to begin going up. Oil is already going up. Certainly the price of gasoline is going up here in California. Melody, you go ahead and finish off your thoughts, and then I'll intervene here. Go ahead.
It was interesting. Earlier today I saw an interview, and he was involved in the agriculture and the food product, and he says that there was many shortages last year. He says, unfortunately, these shortages still exist. He says, but the economy took forefront, and the food shortages took a backseat. So he says these problems still exist, and all these problems still exist. All they're doing is trying to bail themselves out. You cannot bail yourself out of debt by creating more debt. They're not fixing any of the problems. They're just trying to. They're just printing and printing and printing, and they're repositioning everything. So the long-term goal is that the economy is going to continue to deteriorate. People are going to lose their wealth. They're going to lose anything that they have worked so hard all their lives for. Their standard of living is going to continue to decrease, and we're headed to the one world order. And it's
Well, I couldn't have put it any better. I think the major thing, Bill, is they're going to destroy the value of our currency. Certainly, if you listen to what Joseph Stiglitz, who's a Nobel Prize winning economist, what Jimmy Rogers, who used to be with George Soros, he's over in Singapore now, I think he is, or someplace over there, Hong Kong, I think it's Singapore. And basically, they both say the dollar is going to be destroyed. So get out of dollars, get yourself into a defensive position. And then, of course, pray for God's help, because other than that, there is no way any of us are going to survive, okay?
Dr. Stan, one question here. How about palladium?
There's nothing wrong with palladium. There's nothing wrong with platinum. I would certainly be well-positioned in gold and silver. And then if you want to get into palladium and platinum, remember these are industrial metals, and, of course, we may see a further contraction of industrial, but you want to be in something that has intrinsic value. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to store palladium than it is to store copper.
Yes.
Okay?
I think you're great.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, I hope my wife heard that. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks so much, Bill.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
let's
you.
Go to, before we go on, we're just going to go to Mark here, but I'm going to ask Mark from Florence, Oregon to hang on. Melody, I want you to get out your website. I want to get out your telephone number.
Okay, and you're right about palladium and platinum. They're good economy metals, so when things are good in an economy, and I don't think our economy is going to be turning around too soon. And our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver Trading is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Okay, let's go to Mark calling from Florence, Oregon. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Dr. Stan. Hi, Melody. How are you?
Hello. Fine, thank you very much.
Good. Melody, you know, what you went over just a few minutes ago in your forecast, I think it was Bill, the caller that asked you about the next 6 months in the economy. And you didn't really name off anything good there as far as unemployment, as far as inflation. We're really... it's almost become passé, it seems to me, to even talk about any kind of solution to this intentionally instituted plan by the economic powers of the world, the Illuminati, however you would want to name them, to actually implode the economy of the United States and to some degree to implode the economy of the rest of the world. But it looks like the United States has come in to get the biggest beating as far as their economic agenda goes, to bring the economy of the world into a cohesive one-world economy. And I think that all of us, I want to ask you if you and Dr. Stan agree that at this point in time, relative to the economy and perhaps one or two other vital areas, which I'm not going to take the time tonight, I'd be happy to, but I'm a caller, to extrapolate from a foregone conclusion that will manifest itself completely within the next 6 months, whether you're speaking of the economy or the probable institution of martial law or and already stated by Janet Napolitano about 3 Sundays ago that this flu epidemic wouldn't be very bad, but there was, not maybe, but she said that there would be a far worse one coming in the late summer, early fall, and then she smiled after she said that. That pretty much told me the whole story there. God can control them and hold them back, of course, but when I look at the progress that the Illuminati has made over the course of time, and in particular since the event of 9/11 in 2001, the people no longer have any power in order to be able to combat. Exposure is no longer sufficient. It's only good and very important.
Okay, fine. Let's get Melody's thoughts on what you're saying. Melody, do you have any thoughts on what Mark is saying?
Well, he is correct. There are solutions out there, but I don't believe any of those solutions will be used because it will not fit their needs. And I don't know when they're going to bring in martial law. I mean, I've heard over 15 years that I've been doing the gold and silver. There's been martial law dates promoted, you know, here and there throughout, and it never happened. It's coming. I don't know when it's going to happen, but all these things will, I do believe, will come to pass. I do believe we're probably in for a I mean, you can look at this flu epidemic. Something is coming. And I've seen various programs. I mean, I don't like to watch television, but I like to see what the enemy is doing and what they're saying.
I do, too. Go ahead.
And I've seen programs that involve epidemics and what they do. And I just watched a program this week where a woman was actually put on trial for murder because she didn't vaccinate her child. The child went to the park and accidentally infected someone else's child with the measles and died, and she was placed on trial. These are true situations that happen across this country. And the only thing that we're here to do is to get people to understand and to do something about it so they can be protected to the best of their ability.
Amen to that. All we can do is do our best. We're not called to win. Mark, we're called to do our best. This is God's battle. But God bless you, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you all. God bless you.
Right
on,
though. And let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Very interesting program. This afternoon, I only caught a couple minutes of your interview with Lindsay Williams, and maybe for some of us who didn't get to hear him, and he apparently was doing an economic update, if you could give us a couple of highlights that might be pertinent to this interview from Lindsay as to where he saw things going. And then a final question, because I'm on a cell phone, what if we go into a war? I've heard a number of people fear that by the end of the year there might be a war with Iran, either involving Israel and Iran or Israel and the U.S. and Iran. And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, fine. Well, of course, let's go ahead and get Melody's thought. What do you think about the possibility of us getting into a war sooner or later?
Well, I believe it'll probably come sooner than later. I believe these have been areas that have been hot. We have Pakistan that over there that's ready to blow up. Whether that is, that will start it, and then it'll just, expand into Iran. Israel can certainly start it at any time. The talk has certainly been, but we've been hearing it for, three, four, it's been going on for a long time. I think it's very much a possibility. It's probably in their cards. They're going to use whatever they need to use.
I think if we can read the Revelation, the 6-8, where they talk about in looking about held a pole, a pale horse, and the rider upon him, was death, and death followed shortly thereafter. Hades followed shortly after, and power was given unto the them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and the beasts of the world. And I really believe, of course, there is going to be war and famine and disease. When it's coming, I don't know. But I believe there is a master plan. I believe that the Luciferian forces have a master plan. But I believe God has a plan as well, and he is going to be the one who determines what happens. But he's going to allow these things to happen because our people have turned against God, the God of the Bible, and eventually why he's going to allow his judgment to be utilized against us. He may be bringing his judgment against us through the dark forces out there. Herman had asked what Lindsay Williams talked about financially. Lindsay was simply talking about the fact that almost half of the people, 26.9 million Americans, have mortgages on their homes that are actually underwater. In other words, they own more the mortgage on their home than the home is actually worth. 26.9 million. That is over half of the homes with mortgages and a third of the total number of homes. And they put all these figures out there. 30% of the people, homes are under mortgage. Well, that is the total number of homes of one family homes. But as far as the people with mortgages, over half of them have a mortgage underwater, and a lot of them are going to end up losing their homes. And the government's pretending that they're going to be doing something, we're really going to solve this problem. They said that 7 months ago when we gave the $700 billion to Henry Paulson to fix the mortgage process, but they forgot when they gave him the money to tell him he had to spend the money on the housing project. So he gave it to the big banks so that they would begin lending so we could get the economy moving again. But he forgot to tell the big banks, you know, that they had to lend the money in America. So they lent it in China and in India and Dubai and in Spain. And wait a minute now. How could Henry Paulson have been that stupid? How could Barney Frank, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, be so stupid that he forgot to tell Henry Paulson, who comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, that the money had to be used to help the mortgage people who are losing their homes? And then, of course, how could Henry Paulson, who comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, be so stupid that he didn't tell the people in the major banks that he gave the money to, all of whom come from the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, they had to spend the money in America, and it's because they don't want to solve the problem. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Lindsay thinks that we're in real trouble financially, and I believe him. He's absolutely right. Anyway, let's go to John, who's calling from Texas. Hi, John. Do you have a question for our guest?
We're talking about war a minute ago, and there's a guy I worked for. He's probably a little bit older than what you are. And anyway, he was saying, you know, back in World War II, that the reason why we had tanks to fight the Germans and the Japanese and all this is that GM made all these tanks. And I would think right now, probably, you know, and actually about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, there was a factory that made bombs in Illinois. And Obama and them closed all that down. And it all boils down, you know, we don't even manufacture anything to go fight with.
Well, let me tell you.
Now we're going to have a war with these people. All they got to do is, you know, cut everything off.
Well, because I think it's probably going to be a nuclear war. Right now, we are unilaterally disarming while both Russia and China are in full production for war. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, they're saying that the police department, you know, all the ammunition has, you know, almost doubled in price.
Right.
And that they're doing good to even get bullets, you know, to go and have target practice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ammunition's very hard to get. And, of course, what most Americans do not know is the Sybil Edmonds story, which we've mentioned many times. But anybody can go up on the Internet, type in Sybil Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, London Times. You'll get the story about how our State Department allowed the transfer of nuclear technology to a third-rate nation known as Pakistan so they could develop their nuclear technology and weapons and then transfer them to other Muslim nations. Why would our State Department have done that, and why have they suppressed the story from the American people, going all the way to the Supreme Court when Sybil tried to get the permission to go public with the story, and at each level, whether the federal court, the federal appeals court, the federal Supreme Court, we could not let the American people know that we're allowing the arming of Pakistan with nuclear weapons. I think the war is not too far away, John. I just don't know when it's coming, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I share your concern, and God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. And go ahead, Melody. Anything else you'd like to point out here?
No, I'm not a military expert, but we certainly can see what is happening. And you're right, they keep all this information from the American people, and the people don't know. They're just trying to survive. And this home ownership, I mean, it is just amazing what is happening in that area. And I saw the median house of a home, I believe it was like 160 or 169,000 coming down from like 250,000 from just a few years ago. So
I think what had happened was that what had happened is that during the first quarter of this year, that's January, February, and March, the value of a single family home had fallen 14%. Of course, it's been falling for some time, but just this last quarter, it fell 14%. If it was falling at that rate for four quarters, you're talking about well over 50%. So another 50% on top. We don't know what's going to happen in the coming months, but that is a very dramatic drop.
Yes, it is. And what I wonder is what's going to keep people in their homes, the people that can afford their homes, the people that are making their payments? They see all these people that are just walking away. They even have a term for jingle mail or something like that, where they just put the keys in an envelope and mail it to the bank, and the banks are just accepting it. What's going to keep people continuing to make their house payments when they can?
Well, the thing is that an awful lot of people, even with prime loans, good people, are losing their jobs. And, of course, as they do, they can't make the payments on their homes. That's why we've been pleading for at least 4 years with people get out of debt. I mean, because when you are in debt, they own you. And you owe them money on the house, they're going to take your house. You owe them money on your car, and you can't pay it, they're going to take your car. This has happened time and again down since the beginning of our country. Thomas Jefferson warned against this. Suddenly, Andrew Jackson warned against this. People have to read history. Unfortunately, they never teach it in schools anymore. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, we've got John calling from Albany, New York. John, do you have a quick question for our guest?
I have two questions, Doctor, and good evening, Melody.
Good evening.
Regarding Melody's comment about a survey in her neighborhood.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Really do take in consideration what people own, what's affordable for them, what their investment objectives are, and they can contact us at 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Good night, Melody. God bless you.
Good night, Dr.
Talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. That's Melody. And Melody does support Radio Liberty, but we support her. We think she does an excellent job for people. We've talked to many people she's dealt with, and they've all been happy. That's unusual. We've actually had to eliminate a number of people who've been in the gold and silver business from our program because, of course, they did not take good care. And you always hate to actually do away with an advertiser, not do away with them, just say we're not going to have you on our program anymore. But of course, Melody and the other gentlemen we have are both honest, and we're proud to have them with us. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener supported. We have over 60 outlets across America every single week where people can learn the truth that they're never going to get elsewhere. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. And there's a donate button there. You can push the donate button and find out what happens. Anyway, of course, we want to remind you about the conspiracy conference. It's going to be on the 6th and 7th of June. That's a Saturday and Sunday, less than 3 weeks from now. If you want more information, you can call 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Or go up on the internet to conspiracycon.com. conspiracycon.com. And then, of course, we do hope many of you want to get our new syllabus. It's called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's rather extensive. It's got some articles in it, as well as all the membership lists for the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. And you can't tell the players without a program, and you can't tell who's the head of Fiat that we're going to give Chrysler to without a program. And you'll find the CEO of Fiat just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, from the European branch of the Trilateral Commission, which was set up to take control of our government. And they have. And if you doubt that, you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull down, I think, our March 2009 newsletters. I think we'll convince you that what I'm saying is true. Read it through. The documentation is there. You can find it. Check it out and then begin to understand. So we have a two-party system. Both parties are controlled by the same people. It doesn't matter whether the Democrats or Republicans are in power. The Brotherhood of Darkness always controls the administration. And that's why, since between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States just happened by chance to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe it was by chance? Of course not. You need, of course, to get the great DVDs we have, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them all together at a special reduced cost, or then you can get them separately. But you need to get this information. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden truth. And then there's so much more material. You can find it up on our internet. There's also videos and books. And we're now carrying Thomas Wood's book, The Meltdown, and it's an excellent summary of what's going on. Russ Baker's book on the family of secrets, going into the background of the Bush family and their ties to the Central Intelligence Agency. There's so much information there that you're not going to get elsewhere. Do you honestly think it was just by accident that the man who tried to kill Ronald Reagan was the son of a close friend of the Bush family? Do you honestly think that was just a coincidence? Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. And Bob Fletcher does videos, investigative videos. He does an excellent job on them. It may take a couple of years to do them, and we have his DVDs on the assassination of President Kennedy. We have it on the assassination of Sonny Bono. We have it on weather modification, and certainly on all sorts of various subjects. He's done an excellent job on them. But tonight we were going to talk about UFOs. Now, a lot of people sort of shrug. They say, UFOs? Why do you want to talk about UFOs? Those people are all crazy. No, there really are UFOs out there. These are not imaginary. They're very real. I know my wife has seen them. I have other friends that have seen them. I believe that these are not simply imaginary at all. But there's been an organized effort to confuse the American people. First of all, the government says that they don't exist. And we know they exist. They have special divisions that work with this subject. And then we hear about Area 59, and we hear about the German experiments. And so everything is done, putting out so much extraneous material to confuse you about what they are. Now, Bob and I may not necessarily agree with what they are, but there's no question that they are. They're there. They're very real. And his DVD is very provocative and very well done and will actually change your attitude towards what these things are. So with that as the background, Bob, you pick up the story. How did you get interested in UFOs, of all things?
Well, of course, I usually were chasing government corruption in a variety of our investigative videos and our investigations. And of course, as you know, I've been before the United States Senate. I've actually been a federal witness involved with several really rather major federal investigations in a variety of government and government-connected corruption, etc., and had been involved with it for many years, and just kind of thrown into the middle of it as a witness originally, and then I became
an investigative researcher and a private investigator chasing and assisting congressional and Senate personalities, and the few of them that I thought were honest enough to work with. And this goes back, of course, several years. And what I was drawn into, actually was asked by several people to look into some extraordinary facts, and a high-level intelligence person that had supplied me with what was literally thousands of documents that were actually CIA, they were FBI, and also NASA and United States Air Force documents. And they went back many, many years, all the way back to the 40s and the 50s. And it was indicating that at that highest level, there was a very serious interest and a misunderstanding trying to find out what was going on for so many years in the skies over the United States. And of course, not only is the USA, but the interfacing of information between other countries was of great interest to me once I got into this paperwork.
And of course, it's a most amazing DVD. It's one of the best ones I've ever seen. I've got several on them, but I think Bob's done a great job on the UFO subject. It's not imaginary. It is really very real. And there's an organized effort to confuse the American people about what they are or what their significance is. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
And, of course, in present time, everybody has a real good source, and that is, of course, the web, the interfacing on the websites of the entire world. And things such as the website called the YouTube, and a person that has even a passing interest in unidentified flying objects and the possibility of them being, there's of course several directions to go with that. One is the possibility that they're just our own, and that our own government, some of our own experimental top secret and above top secret flying instruments of sorts and weapons of different types. And I do believe that many of them are, that people have seen around the whole world, many of them are top secret weapons. And of course, a lot of them have been seen around Area 51. And those, I believe, quite often are our own. And then, of course, you get into the stories, which we do in my DVD, the report that we finished a while back, and that was actually doing a historic, covering them as far back as biblical times, the sightings even of the Sumerians, and going back like 400 or 4,000 years before Christ, where the writings of the Sumerians, etc., and their beliefs and what have you connected to extraterrestrials and gods from the outer space, and that's of course one possibility. But the reality that they actually were sighted so many thousands of years ago and being described identical to the way people describe them in today when they see them. It really raises, of course, very difficult to answer, but it raises some amazing questions. But what we tried to include in our investigation, as I say, was the very best documentation, and tried to eliminate the things that were too vague or didn't seem to make sense. And again, as I say, we covered a period of time going way back and included some of the more interesting definitive sightings, and one of which, of course, was, for example, Columbus in 1492 wrote in his own diary on board the ship just the day or so before discovering what...
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Bob is simply pointing out that these unidentified flying objects have been identified going back, you know, thousands of years. In fact, Columbus, just a day or two before they sighted the West Indies, Columbus described something like this in his diary. You pick up the story there, Bob.
And, of course, that's always, because Columbus was a reality and not something mythical. And so when you see that Columbus himself and several of his crew members describe this thing, this illumination coming down from the sky, sort of trailing along by the ship, going down into the water and going under the water for a while, and then coming back out of the water and going back into the clouds. And, of course, this was in 1492, and again, pretty much a respected personality, obviously, of hundreds of years ago. And, of course, there's been it's thousands upon thousands of sightings of different sorts throughout the years. And, of course, the Nazis were very very much enthusiasts of several of these occult and cultist-type studies of power and the black hole and of UFOs, etc., and built several functioning UFOs, which we have film and footage, and also still pictures of the Nazi flying saucers in the 1940s. And those programs never got as far as they could have scientifically. And of course, to put up with what was going on with the Nazis on the sadistic military side of things, that certainly would not be a good trade-off. So I guess it's better that it was terminated. But a lot of their scientists, of course, we have to remember, which is a fact, came over to the United States and started our own space programs and assisted with some of their the technology and top scientists working with our people here to create the leadership that the Americans ended up taking in the space programs. And that was all a spin-off of much of the UFO science that they were in fact pursuing in the 30s and the 40s in Germany. And then, of course, we've had, which everybody is familiar with, is several of the investigative, what they call the formal investigations, like Investigation Blue Book, investigation called Project Grudge and Project Sign, and then finally Majestic 12. Now, we're talking mostly in the 40s and the 50s, and then when they finally terminated back in the 50s, they terminated most of those official investigations. But when I received this package from this intelligence friend of mine, there was the paperwork from the FBI and NASA and CIA covering probably 30, 40 years, and it was, in fact, a huge amount of that 1950s and 1960s sightings. And they were worldwide. They were Russian. They were French. They were German. They were all over the world. And it was the paperwork that I had that interested me so much was the inner office memos back and forth between the directors of like the National Investigative Committee on Aerial Phenomenon and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Directors right out of Washington back in the 50s and the 60s, and how they discussed back and forth about how to utilize some of them in the manner they might want to misdirect us, the civilian community, but also, of course, the fact that between themselves, at these extremely high levels of military and intelligent personnel, they had no idea what they were looking at in some cases, or in most cases. Like they had this extraordinary sighting over Washington, D.C. in 1952, when several days, for 3 or 4 days, there was as many as 7 or 8 flying saucer-type craft zipping in and out over Washington, D.C. And, of course, they made little of it, so to speak, or tried to quiet it down as quickly as possible. But the bottom line, Stan, was that these things were going at about 7,000 miles an hour back in 1952. They couldn't be, they were being tracked by radar. They were being seen visually on the ground, from the ground, and they were being seen by aircraft and pilots, and we couldn't even come close to catching them or chasing, getting up close enough to affect them at all, because they were going as fast as 7,000 miles an hour. And, of course, this is one of the best reported, because it was reported at a high level of the government.
Well, now, what about Roswell, New Mexico? You know, that was, what, 47? And here there's supposedly an alien space crashes there, a spacecraft crashes. And then, of course, the government tries to cover it up, saying, oh, no, it was just a weather balloon, you know. Well, of course, a lot of people had actually seen it and actually seen the records, and it sure wasn't a weather balloon. What was that all about?
Well, yeah, and that's another one, probably a prime example. I believe, from what we've, and we put a good deal of that is in our, included in our DVD on the UFO and government secrets. Prime example there, I think, of the United States government trying to completely divert people, just outright lie, of course, misdirect the public's interest, because apparently, something did happen there, that there was a crash or two. There may even possibly have been two craft that had run into each other or something, and that was maybe what had brought them down. And supposedly, of some of the best witnesses that, even some of them that are still alive today, that were, of course, children back at that time, but they've come forward and talked about how their parents were involved with either seeing them or collecting them, even picking up pieces, and apparently picking up a couple of alien bodies and possibly one or two that were actually still alive. And, of course, there also is this terrific, an unproven but not debunked and also unproven is the reports by by Bob Lazar, who was a scientist and an engineer and involved with advanced sciences and claimed to have been working at Area 51. He said he was recruited or almost kidnapped, but sort of at least forced anyhow sort of to and coerced into working at Area 51 for several years. And according to his story, he saw a saucer-type or a couple of saucer-type craft on the ground, some of them that theoretically were one or two that we had built from reverse engineering, back engineering, from the crashes, and then also supposedly one or two of these craft were actually from someplace else, according to Bob Lazar's story. And of course, like I say, it's something that's almost impossible. Either Bob Lazar is absolutely telling the truth, and we have no way of knowing if he is or he is not, and or he's not. He's just making it up, and it's a big fraudulent story. But Bob Lazar's story goes back many, many years, and it's just extraordinarily interesting. If you some of his videos are available. You can go to some of the old video rental stores and still dig up his reports, and they're amazing. He talks about the fact that they were using like anti-gravity as a promotional engine on these, and that they utilize anti-gravity to warp space and time, and these sciences of warping space and time are real. They are very much a real science, and it is a manner by which, if a vehicle could, in fact, control and warp speed, time, and light, that you actually could transport a vehicle and people on board from one place to another, thousands or maybe millions and millions of miles within an instant, and it would be by warping space and time itself. It's a very interesting study. It is potentially as real as the black holes that they talk about that the science have discovered in the last few years, and the energy within those black holes being so phenomenal. But if you could imagine being able to warp space and time in a manner such that you would be, let's say, a thousand feet over one planet, and aim and set your equipment in a manner such that you could warp space and time, and instantaneously, within the flash of a blink of an eye, you would be relocated 1,000 feet above the Earth, and by utilizing the warping of space and time. And it's a little complex for most of us in terms of scientific understanding, but it is a very, very serious, legitimate, possible science.
Well, there's so many things that we just don't understand, and certainly there, I remember there was a lieutenant colonel that was in, I believe he was Air Force, who claims that he'd actually seen, you know, some of the bodies of the people who were there at Roswell, and he had, I believe, a store down there in New Mexico. Do you know who I'm speaking about?
Yes, but I can't think of the, unlike yourself, I can't think of the name right off the top of my head at this time.
The question is, and he's written a number of books on this,
sure.
And the question is he there to plant false information? Is he telling the truth? There are so many questions. The one thing I can tell you, there's an organized effort to confuse us about what this is really all about. Well, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and of course, in the present day, and this is what's pretty interesting.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Our phenomenon is the people who claim that they've been abducted by these beings, whatever they are. And certainly, initially when I heard that, I can remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago, thinking, boy, these people are just, they must think we're awfully stupid to believe this sort of thing. People who claim that they've been abducted and taken into spacecraft. And yet, of course, there's a professor back at Harvard University, I think his name is John Mack, something like that, who's actually interviewed some 5,000 people who claim that they've been abducted. They all have the same story. There's a consistency in this. In fact, our good friend Chuck Missler wrote a wonderful book about alien abductions, and you can still get it through his ministry. What's your take on the alien abductions?
Well, again, you know, we included in our DVD some of the actual audio recordings of Betty and Barney Hill, which were the old, long, long time ago, back in the 50s, when they came forward and apparently under hypnosis, there was a realization that they apparently were picked up on and taken on board a spaceship, and they were not aware of it until they were put under a hypnosis. And we have those actual recordings of the hypnosis, the actual session. Hypnotism that took them back, and where they realized, you know, when you talked about it, it was Barney Hill who was actually on the recording, and we have those recordings, and it's terrifying. You can absolutely hear in his voice a terror that hadn't even remembered in his regular, being awake. He hadn't even remembered this, but when he went under the hypnotism and took a hypnotic regression, he was absolutely terrified. You can hear it in the tapes. Well, the other story of Travis Walton, that was a fellow, the young guy that was picked up, and they did the movie about it, where he and a few of his friends were up in the mountains, and he was picked up and taken and disappeared, and he was gone for like 10 days or something, 7 to 10 days, and of course they were charging his friends with his murder. They actually were pursuing murder, and all of a sudden, Travis Walton reappears, and basically, come to find out, again, the story that they tell is that he was on board the ship and had been held captive for all this time, and then finally just left off naked on the street someplace, not far from where he had been picked up. And you can't dispute this. I mean, certainly you can dispute it, or you can say, well, these guys are completely crazy. But like you said, there's been so many people and so many stories that fall very, very identical in their description by these people. Again, I always say, I like to put it back into the lap of the listener or the viewer, and that is to ask, you know, what if something like this took place and you told your neighbors or your friends or your relatives that this had happened, how do you think they would treat you? How do you, you know, what would you do? How would you go about convincing somebody of this extraordinary event of being potentially picked up by aliens from another planet? You know, I mean, just if you stop and think about it, it would be very scary. And of course, if they're crazy, they're crazy. If they're screwballs, or they drink too much, or they're on dope, well, then that's a different story. But we're talking about hundreds or thousands of people that do not fall into that category. Some of them were military people. Some of them are police agents of different types from police forces. Some of them are, you know, just business folks, and some of them are average laborers. But they certainly do not all have the ability to make up some of these stories, even. They're so extraordinary.
And, Christy, the old adage that the truth is out there. In fact, probably one thing that popularized this more than anything was the X-Files with Mulder and Scully. And of course, we saw them every week for a number of years on the Fox. But, of course, they dramatized the fact that there is a government cover-up. Now, certainly I disagree with their conclusion, but at least they made it very, very real. And I think probably we saw a lot more reality on the X-Files and then we see on the news of the evening. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Bob Fletcher. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bob Fletcher. Bob, pick the story up from there.
Well, you know, what's interesting is in the midst of, as you and I agree, the government trying to steer us away and misinform and misdirect us for so many, many years. And, of course, there have been several presidents, actually. I'm going to say there's more than this, but I know there's at least four of them that always end up changing their stories. They tell people when they're running for the presidency, when this subject comes up, the secrecy of government and secrecy of the UFOs, and the people that are always running for the presidential position, they always say, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. When I get in the presidential seat, when I'm the president, I will find out what's in the secret vaults. I will find out what's in Area 51, and I will report it to the American people and tell you exactly what the real story is. And that's been said by a minimum of four that I am aware of, four persons that became presidents. And during their campaigns, they made that vow to the American public. And then, of course, what happens once they get in, all of a sudden, the magic dragon.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. And that's Bobby's just saying that at least four people who have run for the presidency have promised the American people that when they got in office, they were going to find out the truth about Area 51 and Project Blue Book and the UFOs. And but once they got in office, they seem to have forgotten their promise. Bob, before we go on, I want you to get your webpage out, and if people would like to get in touch with your ministry, we've got Marilyn calling from El Sobrante right after that. And then if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead, tell us how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. If you have an interest in UFO or any of the investigations of government secrecy and corruption, get a look at our website and just put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's all one word, BobFletcherInvestigations.com. Or you can even put in Bob Fletcher Conspiracies, and you'll be able to get directed to our website. And we have a good synopsis of all of our reports, including the UFO and government secrets.
God given us each one a mission. I mean, my mission is talk radio. I try to do videos, terrible videos. Well, but, Bob does videos, and he does excellent videos. We really congratulate him, and we carry his videos. We think they're very important, and we wouldn't carry them if they weren't good. We've seen all of them. Marilyn is calling from El Sobrante. Again, high number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Marilyn, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, fine, Dr. Stan. I was just tuned in and was glad to hear. I heard Mr. Fletcher's voice, and I said, "Who is that? I know that voice." And because I've ordered his videos, and I really like the kind of stuff he does, especially with Sonny Bono Investigation. He does a real class act. So
thank you.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things. You know, I'm not a UFO aficionado. I'm more interested in things like scalar energy and directed energy and stuff like that and the weather control that I see going on. But I got a couple of books and I haven't quite read them yet. The first one is kind of an oddball book by a guy named Renato Besco called Intercept But Don't Shoot. And he claims that he actually saw a man flying a UFO, and all of this, of course, was right after World War II, and they sort of came out with this, and my theory is World War II was a big cover-up for a hell of a lot of scientific, going on between the United States, Canada, and Germany. Okay, that's the first one, and then the second was called Pentagon Aliens. Now, this is really bizarre, by William Lyon, and his whole thing is that UFOs are, it's a big brainwashing thing that the United States is the one who's, you know, and with German technology that has been using UFOs since the mid and late 30s, and they just want us to think that they're from outer space so that eventually they can pull off a great scam and scare the living bejeebus out of us. I think you're familiar with either one of these books, but both
well,
of them.
Well, let's get Bob's view
well,
on that. What do you think of all these? Because there's so many books out there, and they're all contradictory. In other words, basically, if you feed enough information to people that's contradictory, they get something called cognitive dissonance. They can't make any figure out anything because everything contradicts everything else, and you end up so confused, you end up like a babbling idiot. What's your thoughts, Bob?
Well, and that certainly is true, unfortunately. There's been several things, subjects that have been brought to my attention, and where people had asked me, they said, gee, you need to do an investigative research on this or that, and it usually is a subject that, like the Twin Towers conspiracy, where I knew the moment that happened that it was fishy, but I also knew that there was going to be so many people doing reports on that I just had to stand down, and I did do this one on the UFOs because we had so many interesting a variety of information from several very high level intelligence persons, and I did of course the one on Kennedy's murder again because I had information and actual documentation that no one else had even reported, so we did feel obligated to do that particular report also. But you're right. The problem is you do get so many conflicting reports and so much baloney out there in so many directions that it does tend to be a real good whitewash unto itself. And before you know it, people don't even want to hear anything about it because it's just more of the same confusion.
And there's so many books on the Kennedy assassination, Marilyn, that they've all been written by somebody from the CIA that's going to give you the real inside story. Well, believe me, if you work for the CIA and you gave the real inside story of what happened with the Kennedy assassination, you would be assassinated. So, I mean, you're not going to get the truth when you get these people, oh, I work for the CIA, and this is how, and what happened, and this is where the guns came from. And basically, it is all part of planned confusion.
Now, can I ask one more question
for
you folks? Do you and Dr. Stan believe that actually there are people from outer space?
Okay, now, I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for Stan. For Dr. Stan, but I personally think that the idea that we are the only living entity in the entire universe, I don't think that's possible. And if God created us in His own image, and I believe that He has created many other locations with living life on it in the same image. So I personally believe, mostly because, and you have to probably get my DVD to get it on the UFOs to get a good handle on it. There's been too many reports going back too far back, long before, like we said earlier, with people like Columbus, etc., with these flying craft that they saw. There's been witnesses upon witnesses, just thousands and thousands, and I do believe it's two parts. One is I personally believe, yes, that there are other entities out there, and I believe, number two, that we have some of our own craft and things going on, and that we our government secretly uses false reports and et cetera to keep us away from it. And I would say an interesting thing has just taken place recently. 1 year ago, last May, was when the Vatican came forward with their own Vatican astronomer, a Father Jose Funes, who's the director of the observatory from the Vatican, and he came forward officially under the okay of the Vatican, saying that, in fact, extraterrestrials are our brothers, and they, I think, were opening, and he said that the possibility that alien life exists in the universe is, in fact, a reality. And I think what they've done there is open that door for the whole world to potentially accept something that they may be planning to feed to us little by little. This was May 16th of 2008, when they did this press release, and the Vatican actually indicated all of a sudden, that we may have to move over and accept the fact of extraterrestrial life. And so,
well, the Vatican says it, that's enough for me not to believe it.
Well, that, you know, and I understand that. I must say, I'm not a Catholic at all. I'm absolutely
Holy
not a
smokes.
Catholic.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I know when they start trying to send up smoke signals for a Palestinian state, I know they're not on my side.
Right, and whatever, and I don't want to get into that, but I basically, of course, the Vatican, you know, going back with their relationship to the Nazis, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just utilizing that as a very strong example of what's now taken place by the people that normally would be putting out the control mechanism, the same as our government and the CIA and FBI and the presidential offices even, where they put out the information to direct us in a manner that they want to and control our thoughts.
Well, you got that right.
All of a sudden we have them opening that door, kind of like, maybe in another, maybe this year, maybe in another few months or whatever, they'll be talking a little bit more about where these things have come from. But the sightings go back, as we said earlier, 4,000 years before Christ, you know, carved in clay tablets by the Sumerians, which, by the way, included the actual proper the location and size, etc., of all of the planets circling the sun 4,000 years before Christ, carved in a Sumerian tablet, all 9 or 10 planets. That's pretty amazing because, as we know, within the following few hundred years and a few thousand years, that attitude was shifted back, of course, that the Earth was flat and that we were the center of the universe. But in the Sumerians' culture, somehow, they were given the information of the proper layout of our solar system. And how
remember,
that
the Catholic Church scientists at one point were the keeper of the fact that the Earth is not flat, and they didn't want you to know that.
Right. Right. Anyway, we don't want to get off in a religious discussion, Marilyn, but I hope Bob and I are good friends, but good friends can disagree. I believe there's no question they're there. The question is, what are they? So, anyway, thanks very much for calling, Marilyn. Appreciate it. God bless. And certainly there really are supernatural elements out there. Until people understand the supernatural sphere, which, of course, doesn't make any sense, but then, of course, it is because it is supernatural it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean it isn't real. And how could the Sumerians have possibly known all that time back there, what, 6,000 years, pretty close to that?
Right.
How could they have known 4,000 years before Christ was born about the solar system in great detail when we didn't have telescopes? Because I think there was supernatural intelligence they were tapping into, just exactly as Pythagoras, 500 years before Christ was born, was able to say, A square plus B square equals C square. The square root of the two sides of a right angle triangle are equal to the square root of the hypotenuse of the triangle. And I always like to say, how do you think he figured that out? Do you think he just sat down, scratched his head, and said, I think A square plus B square equals C square? And I always respond, no, Pythagoras went to the Near East and tapped into the mystery schools there and, of course, learned, had access to the secret knowledge. But, Bob, let's go ahead. Your discussion of the UFOs, because I think it's fascinating material you have, and I think your DVD is one of the finest ones I've seen, and I've seen a lot of them on this subject.
And then there's that other, which I'd like to touch base on this anytime we're talking about the curiosities of these UFOs, whether they're a physical craft that people have seen or if it's just a glowing entity or something of that sort. And that is the relationship, which I certainly don't know what it is, but the connection and relationship of these crop circles. And again, this is also interesting that the fact that there are so many thousands of crop circles, and you know, it's not a couple, it's not a few, it's not 150 or even 1,000, it's thousands over the last, say, 30 years or so, at least. And the crop circles are extraordinary. I don't even know how to describe it. They're events, I guess. We'll just put it that way. But the scientists have gone in and realized that all of these extraordinary figures, which we're unable to cipher out, actually, there many of them just plain appear to be extremely artistic twisting of some kind of a modern drawing or something. Put into a field of crops. But when the scientists get down close into it, they realize that the crop that's been twisted into these pictures or storybook things or whatever they are, they're actually interwoven at the very lowest level of the plants themselves. They're not just pushed down in one direction. They're almost woven together like a fabric. And then they get in scientifically and analyze the very stalk of a wheat or grain stalk that's been twisted into these pictures, and there actually have been exposed to extraordinary high temperatures. They've actually been exploded from the inside out like they would if they were in a microwave, for example. So there's all of these extraordinary scientific unexplained parts to the crop circles. And then I guess one of the greatest ones, one of the most amazing is the fact, and of course we have some video on my DVD, as a matter of fact, on one of my other DVDs, but we have the where a brass or a bronze type ball is levitated totally by itself, flies in over the field, and we have two or three of these videos, as a matter of fact, flies over the field, and instantaneously they have these crop circles show up. That is this extraordinary complex kind of a picture or a design of some sort, and then this entity, this ball, will just fly off as a typical UFO. We have several of those caught on video, but one of the greatest was the fact that, I know you recall Carl Sagan, who's now passed away, who was the astronomer of such a high level of understanding for all of the space projects, etc. And he had sent out many years ago on board a satellite that we shot out into space, and he had put together a plaque. It was a brass plaque or gold-plated plaque, and it described our location in the universe, and it described the genetic background of man and woman, and showed us all of us as an entity and where we are located in outer space and all of that. And it was just shot out like a business card, I guess, into outer space. And a few years ago, after it had been out for quite a while in outer space, that exact duplicate of the plaque was burned into a crop circle in England, and it appears to be the same kind of a plaque burned into the crop circle, except from a foreign entity from outer space. And there is videos of this, and it's been covered, and I think that is really spooky. That is something, really something else, and it was in very finite detail, Stan, and it replicated Carl Sagan's brass plaque that he had sent in outer space 35 years earlier.
Well, if anybody else told the story but Bob Fleischer, I'd say it's preposterous. If Bob says it, I believe it's true. We're living, well, there's something out there. There's something out there. The truth is out there as well. Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Oh, thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are.
Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And they look under Bob Fletcher, just go down, scroll down on the DVDs we have, and we carry them. We think they're important. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, what do I think? I think that these are manifestations of the supernatural realm. And I believe that the crop circles and the animal exsanguinations and the UFOs are simply manifestations of the other spiritual dimension. And, of course, I believe that there really are demonic spirits, and these are manifestations of the dimension they come from. And I believe that there is another dimension. We live in one dimension. They live in another, but they can cross into our dimension. So, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But Bob is a friend. We can disagree with friends. It isn't important. The important thing is that they're real. Of course, I coming from a strongly Christian point of view, believe that certainly our Lord that told us about these other dimensions. He manifested them when he walked on water, when he was able to speak and quiet the waves, when he was able to be resurrected from the dead, when he was able to appear in a locked room, when he was able to raise the dead. These are all supernatural manifestations. When he was able to cast out the devils from the gentleman, remember, and put them into the pigs. There really are demonic spirits out there. I've encountered them. And certainly I believe that God has protected me and has me here for a purpose. And I'll be here as long as he keeps me here. I'm living on borrowed time. A lot of my friends are long since dead, but God's kept me here. And my good wife is supporting me and my son. And we're certainly working to educate the people, those who God intends to listen. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. Then a reminder about the Conspiracy Conference, June 6th and 7th. I'll be giving the lead-off speech. And if you need more information, well, you can certainly call Brian Hall, who's putting the program on. And his number is 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Remember our October 25th. A conference, it's a Sunday here in the Monterey Bay area, the annual Radio Liberty Conference. Mark that down. And, of course, we're going to have Dr. Blaylock back. Tom Horn will be here talking about the supernatural realm. Tom's done some great work. His website is a Raiders website. But anyway, we just put in Tom Horn on the Internet, Raiders Net News Service. A great website. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get some of our material. We've got certainly my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've got my talk on the, and of course, the book with the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've got my talk on the Forbidden Secret, which you have to understand anything going on today. That there is a force out there that you can tap into, but you don't want to do it. You're being encouraged to. You're encouraged to get into yoga and meditation. And, of course, the dark forces have infiltrated the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church, and, of course, they're trying to steal as many souls as they can. And do not be lulled into this idea that, after all, I said the prayer, I've got nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, the narrow is the way, and few who will enter in. Understand, get to the scriptures, study them, help convince others about the Spirit's